Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is a gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday as we continue our readings from the gospel according to St. Mark. We read today in chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits, and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. This is God's word. In the name of our Epiphany King, revealed for the world to see as our Savior, dearly loved by God. It is a difference that most of us, if not all of us, have experienced. It is that difference between one speaker speaking with authority and a group of people mulling over a few ideas and offering various opinions. That one speaker holds forth in confidence of knowledge and confidence of purpose. Meanwhile, that group of individuals toss ideas back and forth, share possible meanings, and offer up what might or might not be the right understanding. This morning, we see that distinction in the synagogue up in the northern province of Galilee in the city of Capernaum. Jesus is the one speaker who spoke with authority. This was something completely different from what the people were used to hearing. They recognize it right away as a new teaching. Not new in the sense of chronology, but new in the sense of quality, of power. It moved them in a way that they were not used to when they listened to the groupthink of the teachers of the law, the scribes. Jesus' word of authority amazed them. There is our theme: a new teaching and with authority. You see, first of all, Jesus brought that authority into the synagogue at Capernaum. And secondly, that Jesus' authority worked immediate results. Our Savior began his work of teaching soon after he began his public ministry. He began his public ministry up in Galilee. Not too long before this, Jesus had called the fishermen away from their boats and their nets and their families with the invitation that they answered, "Come and follow me." One Sabbath after that, Jesus went into the synagogue And like that prophet like Moses that we heard about in our Old Testament lesson, Jesus spoke the word of truth. He spoke the word of knowledge that his Father had given him to share with the world. And there he began to teach. Normally, the scribes, also called the teachers of the law, would take the Testament and they'd talk it over, they'd toss it back and forth, and they'd mull it over, and then they would give their group decision and interpretation of what they thought that it really meant. Well, what they always taught the people was the most legalistic, the most narrow, the most selfish and self-righteous interpretation of the law that you could possibly come up with. They would argue about the smallest details, and they always followed the letter of the law. Think back to when Jesus' disciples were walking through the wheat fields, and they were picking some grains and rubbing the heads between their fingers. And the teachers of the law said they're harvesting, they're working on the Sabbath. That's the kind of narrow and legal understanding that they came up with. Their teachings were nothing but human customs and always the antithesis of the gospel of love and forgiveness in the gospel of the Messiah. This was only the beginning of the difference that we would see in Jesus' public ministry between he who spoke with the authority of God and the teachers of the law who gave their human, traditional, legalistic interpretations. The scribes condemned Jesus when he ate with sinners. The scribes, the teachers of the law, accused Jesus of blasphemy. Remember when a crippled young man's friends let him down through the roof and Jesus said, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven"? The teachers of the law accused him of blasphemy because they said, "Only God can forgive sins." They hated Jesus for exposing them for the hypocrites that they were. The scribes, the teachers of the law, were instrumental, humanly speaking, in that final push that sent Jesus to suffer and die on the cross outside Jerusalem. In opposition to those human customs and legalistic teachings, in contrast to that mixing of law and gospel that came from the teachers of the law, Jesus brought authority into the temple, or rather into the synagogue in Capernaum. He is that prophet like Moses. He is that prophet, that perfect prophet, who spoke God's word and still speaks God's word to us with authority in the Holy Scriptures. He came proclaiming that truth of love and forgiveness, teaching the people about love and forgiveness by giving them the love and forgiveness that he had come to give them in the forgiveness of their sins. They spoke with words filled with human opinion. Jesus spoke a word of authority filled with God's power. Jesus taught them law and gospel, but he taught them the proper use, the proper reason and purpose for both of those teachings, and how to properly apply them in their lives. Jesus brought authority into the synagogue at Capernaum. He brought a new teaching, new in power, new in character, new in quality, new to renew hearts from fear and slavery to human tradition. Jesus came to show that He and His Word are different because He is God and His Word is God's Word. Jesus' new teaching and with authority brought immediate results. The Holy Spirit touched the people's hearts with Jesus' teaching there in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Holy Spirit, through Mark, said they were amazed. Literally, they were taken back. They were put in awe. They were hearing something that was new to them and was touching their hearts in a way that had never been touched before. It was greater than what the teachers of the law had been sharing with them. This teaching was clearly the Word of God and not the Word of men. The Holy Spirit worked in their hearts by the power that only He wields. And what were the results? What happened when Jesus preached this new teaching and with authority? They were amazed at what Jesus had to say. We hear the same thing after Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, including the Beatitudes. We have a similar situation today. People look at the Beatitudes and come up with a variety of completely human views and understandings of what Jesus is saying there. Mostly about how to be holy enough for God to love you and forgive you and take you into heaven. But after Jesus was done preaching the Sermon on the Mount, including the Beatitudes, Matthew says the people that heard Him had this reaction. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at His teaching because He taught as one with authority and not as their teachers of the law. I ask you this morning, haven't you experienced that power? Haven't you been moved by that authority? Aren't you amazed that God would love you and send Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for all of your sins, to love you while you were still sinners? Christ came to die for us. The Bible reveals its power. The Bible reveals its authority because it works the very purpose for which God sent it. And that is to reveal Jesus Christ as our Savior and to create saving faith in our hearts in that Savior. You and I, isn't it amazing that we have the right understanding of law and gospel? That we understand the spiritual purpose of the law and not a literal outward meaning to use as a way of getting to heaven? But we have a spiritual right understanding of the law in its preparation, in what it does for us to get us ready for that good news that all of our sins have been forgiven in Christ. The fact that you and I are believers is amazing. The fact that you and I believe and teach still that the Bible is God's Word, it's amazing. It takes us aback when we think of that wonderful blessing that we have by the power of God's Word. As our perfect prophet, as Jesus Christ continues to come to us with that new teaching and with authority. One of the results and one of the things that happened immediately when Jesus brought that new teaching with authority into the synagogue was that people were amazed. And then they began to tell others and talk among themselves about how amazing it was. But then there was an individual there in the synagogue who was possessed by an unclean spirit. This was not the soul of someone who had died, but a demon, an evil spirit. And notice the going back and forth of the pronouns between plural and singular. When the demon spoke, he said, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." When the demons possessed an individual, they often did in great numbers. So there was more than one unclean spirit possessing this individual. And then one of them spoke for all of them. They knew very much why Jesus had come. "Have you come to destroy us?" is not a question that for them needed an answer. It is rather a statement in the form of a question that acknowledges exactly what was about to happen. They knew exactly why Jesus had come. They knew exactly who he was, the Holy One of God. How foolish it is not to believe that Jesus is God, because even the demons know that Jesus is God, and they shudder. And they had to obey Jesus when Jesus commanded those demons to come out of the man. They gave one last violent attack on the man's body and shook him. And then they came out of him with a shriek. Here was the result of this new teaching and with authority. Even the demons must obey God's word. So, Jesus spoke a word with authority and they were amazed. Jesus did a miracle of driving out demons with authority and they were amazed. Let's go back a second to that miracle that I referenced earlier. Jesus said to the young man who was paralyzed, "Young man, I say to you, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." And the teachers of the law murmured among themselves, "Who can forgive sins?" The guy's blaspheming. Only God can forgive sins. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, then said to them, "So that you know that I have the authority to forgive sins." Remember, he said to the paralytic, "Young man, take up your mat and go home." And the man was immediately healed and he went home. Jesus very often manifested a visible evidence of his authority to support, not to prove, but to support the authority of his word that he spoke, pardon me, as our Savior. And that too got that reaction, didn't it, from the people? "Who is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." Jesus' authority still drives out unclean spirits. He drives them out of our lives so that they can no longer tempt us beyond what we are able to bear. He drives and protects us from evil. He leads us not into temptation. He keeps the evil spirits away from us. He delivers us from evil, especially at the time of our death. He will drive Satan and the other demons away from us so that they cannot keep us from going into heaven. Even today, the spirits must obey the authority of God's word. Epiphany is the season of revelation. The account of Jesus in the synagogue at Capernaum is all about Epiphany. It's all about his revelation as that prophet like Moses who came with a new teaching and with authority. This day in Capernaum was all about that. It was all about the Epiphany of Christ as the world's Savior. And so this morning we join our voices and our hearts with those people in the synagogue and say, amazing, a new teaching, and with authority, amen.